This episode is for you if you're chasing your dream. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now. Can't stop me now. Hello everybody, this is Enzo Mucci with the Race Driver Coach Show, and it's episode 14 of season 4. And I really want to get things and just talk to you straight today. Get things out. Because we get these questions to the show, right? And it could be, how do I do this? Where do I start? Am I too old? What happens if I'm not good enough? All these questions we get. Great. I'll answer them direct. No problem whatsoever. But sometimes, you've got to speak to the question that you're not really asking. The real problem. If you reverse engineer the questions, like, yeah, you know you're not too old. Go for it. Then you see that person still not going for it, then there's really another problem. There's another issue, another question they have inside that's burning them and stopping them from going forward. And one of those big, deep core questions or problems or challenges, issues that people have is when you're going for a dream, when you're going for something that's outside the norm and you don't have the support of the people around you, people don't believe in you, it affects you. It makes you question yourself. Their voice of, this could be a parent, a friend, a loved one, whoever it is in your life. If they say things or ask things like, when are you going to get a job? How long are you going to give this? You do realize that it's a one in a million chance that you're going to succeed. These kind of suggestions or questions that they throw at you, they stick. I remember being asked this in my teens, and still now I've got voices in my head of what people used to say, the negative things that people used to say to me or ask me about me becoming a coach, me becoming a race driver, me doing this, me doing that. And it drove me, luckily, because when somebody said that, I got angry. I went on the offense. But deep down, it's probably my worst fear of, yeah, I can't do it. I can't make it happen. So it touches a nerve and it stays there, which is great if it drives you. But it still shows, even if it drives you, that what people say matters. And this is a challenge to people that are going for dreams and going for goals. It's a big challenge because we have this innate need as human beings to be significant, to be loved. I'm afraid it's in there, whether you like it or not. It's a value. It's a need that for us to be fulfilled, we need to have it there. It might not be at the top of your list of needs, but it's there. So when people around you are kind of judging you and saying it's not possible, it's a one in a million chance, what's the point, go to get a job, and you're worried about them being right, it's a conflict. And this is pretty much holding so many people back, and they come up with all these bullshit excuses and reasons and questions that are just biding time so they don't have to put themselves out there and make themselves vulnerable and fail publicly. Which is another thing that people are scared of, because it loses love, it loses face, value, respect, significance. And it's these little hurdles, because at school we're taught that we get punished if we get things wrong, get a big red cross if it's wrong. We're punished for making mistakes. We're not celebrated. We don't get the parent. Most parents, when you come back from school, don't ask you a simple question of, what did you do wrong today? What did you fail at? And then you tell them, and then they celebrate the fact that you failed because you actually went for it in the first place. We don't have that upbringing in most countries. Most countries is, I'm going to give you some kind of gratification, some kind of prize if you do well. And that's it. We leave it there. When I think it's wrong, I think it should be flipped the other way. How many times can you fail at something per day? How many things did you fail at today? Which means, how often did you go outside your comfort zone and give it a go anyway? If we were brought up that way, oh my God, we would have a different culture. If we celebrated the amount of times that you could fail in a day, can you imagine what that would do? It would make you go more and more. Which is the kind of mentality you need if you're going for a dream that's outside of the norm. But bringing it back today, to today, what we're going to talk about is how hard it is to go for something when nobody else around you believes in you. Or if they do, they don't really show it. And they put these negative thoughts and questions into your mind. How to deal with it? Well, You've got to understand where they're coming from. If a parent or even if friends are sort of asking you and telling you these things, then you've got to understand where they're coming from. With a parent, they probably care about you. They don't want you to waste your life chasing some dream that they haven't got the self-belief to do. Because believe me, if it's a billionaire looking at you now, right? And you say if you want to become this entrepreneur that's going to earn millions, and a billionaire comes and has lunch with you, there's no way that that billionaire is going to say, get a job, stay at school, sorry, get a job and just earn the wage that's there. They won't do that because they've seen what it's like on the other side. They've seen it's possible. So they will give you all the help and advice you can in order to go forward. However, when it's a parent whose job it is to protect you, to make sure you're okay when they're not there anymore, they're going to, not everybody, obviously some parents are pushing their drivers and their sons and daughters, but a lot of them, because they have lack of self-belief in their life, that's the way they view the world, they're giving you advice looking through that filter. That's all it is. They care about you. So you've got to understand where these comments are coming from. Even if it's done in an aggressive way, they're pretty much protecting you. Now, when it comes to friends, they might be doing the same. Or with friends, they might be just jealous. And you going for it makes them look at themselves and see their crappy life and think, oh, I wish I could go for that. So they'll beat you down or try and distract you. And that's not really a nasty trait, to be fair. They just don't want to lose you. They just don't want to feel less about themselves. It's another, again, it's a human instinct that they have. So you can't blame them. All you can blame is yourself for allowing other people's negative questions and thoughts to hold you back, to hamper your performance, to make you double think. That is your fault. You can't control anything that anybody else says or their opinions because they're going through life with their set rules, their set beliefs, and they're going through life and they're happy seeing it that way. So they're going to give you advice using their filters, right? The way they see the world. What's that got to do with you? Absolutely nothing. If you hold on to it, then it has. If you just see it for what it is, it's their comments. That's the way they see life. Fine. But if you want to go and achieve this big dream, this thing that's outside of the norm, then you're going to have a different belief system. You're going to have to use different filters. Your perspective of the world is going to be different to those around you and the way you see things, the way you translate things. Because remember, these are projectors, these eyes. You project everything. Something will happen in life, you say what that means. Someone says something, you say what that means. You're the translator. Now, if people are translating it different, fine. But you've got to translate the world in a way that helps you go for it. Because realistic, right? People will say, just be realistic. But what is realistic? Is realistic being born a human with all these capabilities, endless? We don't know how much of the mind we are using, right? Is it being realistic to ask that entity, that human being, to work a 9-to-5, to just work in a cubicle, to get qualifications and just get by then die? That for me is unrealistic. How they get the masses to do that, the governments get the masses just to conform and settle, is beyond me. It's an amazing model they've got. They school you from a young age and condition, pay into the system and die. Perfect system. You've got to take your hat off to everybody around. I mean, it's a good way of controlling, because if you've got everybody chasing dreams, it would be a nightmare, as you know. So they've got to control and govern the general public. But it's unrealistic. How can that model work? Once upon a time, it didn't. It's something we've evolved. I think it's much more realistic to be born a human with all this capability and to actually use that capability, don't you? So for this small kid who is born in a council estate who then goes off to Hollywood, because there's plenty of stories like that, or goes off to become an F1 star, there's plenty of stories like that. That's realistic. Somebody who's using this brain, this organ that's in their skull to actually push themselves forward, get better, meet people and open opportunities, and then they've got the drive. It's just, that's more realistic. So when people talk about realistic, you got to say, okay, what is the human capable of? And they'll say, well, pretty much anything. Boom. There you go. You've answered it. So there's two things. There's one about people saying how realistic it is and you saying, yeah, actually, it's more capable. I'm more capable than anything that anyone's ever done before. Plus, if anyone's done it in the past, I can do it again. It's been proven. But on the other side, you've got to understand why people do try and hold you back or give you advice to be safe. They're protecting you or they're a bit jealous, but they'll get over it. To get over this, you've got to be your own person. You've got to have your own mind. You've got to know exactly what it is that you want. You've got to see it every day. You've got to start the day with that in mind and become the kind of person in the first part of the day that can achieve that goal, that will take the actions needed to take them closer to that goal. That's really all there is to it. Oh, and you've got to be good enough at whatever you're doing. So if you're going for a skill, a sport, or something that requires you to have this skill, you better learn that as well and be one of the best. But that's part of what you spend the day doing, training the specific skills you need in order to get the dream that you want. That's what you should be focusing on. If people say things, comments on social media, loved ones, it doesn't matter. Don't allow them thoughts or their opinions to affect you unless you use them to drive you. Because they're not experts on your life. They're not experts on their own life. So why listen? You don't even care about most of them. You don't even like them or love them. So what's the point? You are your own person. You have that dream. All you've got to do is take the necessary actions that take you to that dream. And a little bit of luck. And then anything's possible. Everything you look at now around you, the monitor, the camera that's filming this, this microphone, this keyboard, everything that's around me was probably made or just an idea of someone who thought that'd be a good idea. They were realistic, should we call them. And they took actions and they created a product and now it becomes our norm. We've got success stories all around us, but people just choose not to look at this. You have to look at this. You have to use even this mouse as an inspiration. Steve Jobs' company that invented the mouse, that was just someone who was broke, just some student who was high on hallucinogenics coming up with Apple. It's amazing what people can achieve. You are one of those people. So why the hell do you let other people's opinions stop you from getting what you want? When you get to the grave, if you get to the grave or you get to the end of your life not having spent, not having used this, that's criminal. You got here, you broke through, you made it onto this planet, and then you just decide to lay low. Great, thanks. That's perfect. You've wasted all them other millions of sperms that died for you to be here, and then you're going to spend it that way? Come on. This is your life. It's all about you. You make the rules. You choose the filters, what to look through, and make the world serve you. You act in a way that allows you to get the dream. You don't chase it. You become the person and that dream, it just comes to you. You visualize it. You become the kind of person that can do that dream, and that's all there is to it. People can say what they say. You can prove them wrong if you want to use that as a drive. Fine. But this is on you. Don't allow other people to put you off. It's too important. You've got one life. Now go and do it. Can't stop me now.